Maybe you think I'm half cracked. But this man, you see, I've been seeing him all the way across the country. He's been following me. And if you could only help me, stay with me until I reach the coast.
Bye.
No, you can't go. Come back. Please, come back. She ran from me as though I was a monster. A few minutes later, I saw a Pepsi truck pick her up. I knew then that I was utterly alone. I was in the heart of the great Texas prairies. There wasn't a car on the road. I tried to figure out what to do, how to get a hold of myself, if I could only find a place to rest, or even if I could sleep right here in the car for a few hours along the side of the road. I was getting my winter overcoat out of the back seat to use as a blanket when I saw him coming toward me.
Hello. Hello.
I didn't wait for him to come any closer. Perhaps I should have spoken to him then, fought it out then and there. For now, he began to be everywhere. Wherever I stopped, even for a moment, for gas, for oil, for a drink of soda pop, a cup of coffee, a sandwich. He was there. I saw him standing outside the auto camp in Amarillo that night when I dared to slow down. He was waiting for me outside the Navajo reservation where I stopped to check my tires. I saw him in Albuquerque where I bought gas. I was afraid now. Afraid to stop. I began to drive faster. I was in lunar landscape now, the great arid mesa country of New Mexico. I drove through it with the indifference of a fly crawling over the face of the moon. Now it didn't even wait for me to stop. Unless I drove at 60 or 70 miles an hour over these endless roads, he waited for me at every other mile. I would see his figure, shadowless, flitting before me. Still in its same attitude, over the cold and lifeless ground.